Well, golly, it's been a long time since I have done one of these recordings. Good afternoon. It's October 15th, 2016. Last time I did one of these audio booms. What was it? I checked up on my history. September 12th of last year. Wow, 13 months and 3 days. Been very busy out in the garden, homebrewing, man, doing some killer wines here with tropical fruits. In the kitchen, expanded the kitchen, so now I actually have 3 stoves, 2 refrigerators to do what I like to do, which is garden and cook. So let me see what else. All the parrots are still alive. I had a downfall on one of my Doberman pinchers. She died 6 months ago, so I'm down to 1. Still debating whether to start the procedure of getting myself a new Doberman pincher or German Shepherd to train them as guard dogs here for my property. Doing lots of composting, doing vermiculture. I got myself into composting with red wigglers. Cool worms to eat up all the ground coffee left from. Oh, yeah, I still brew my coffees. I say coffees because I do several mugs in the morning. And that ground coffee goes into my small compost bin here in the kitchen. And then it goes out to the bigger composting tumbler. And then it goes into the in-ground composting. And some of it also goes to feed the vermiculture. I have a 360 composting bin, so it tells you everything that gets mowed, any branch that gets cut down, the water from the fishes, from the fish tanks, is also good nutrients. I have so much growing right now. I could tell you that I'm only almost fully organic, non-chemical on the property already for at least a year. And you all folks know that I have the different species of bananas going in different species of plantains, the platanos as we call them in Spanish. I have guava trees growing, soursop trees going, tangerine tree going, lemon tree going, palm trees already starting to produce coconuts, green beans, jalapenos, cooking pepper, sweet pepper, herbs, oregano, big leaf oregano, small leaf oregano, curcuma, the curcuma plant, and different Caribbean herbs. Working with solar panels also now. I got myself into this one. I've been planning to do it for quite a while. So I bought myself a setup to be able to produce at least 500 watts per hour, which isn't much, but this system is awful expensive. So I will be able to move fish tanks outdoors because I'm going to be, eventually, next year I'm going to be having fish tanks for aquaponics, which aquaponics is using the fish water to go through different methods of growing my plants. And the overflow of the water, the plant will absorb all the nutrients and the waste basically from the fish poo and return to the fish tank nice clean water. So it's a full cycle, basically using the plants as filtration system. So no more filters onto the aquarium. Even that, I do use some organic material to clean out my aquariums, but I told myself, why not try something else? So the solar panels will be moving fish tanks. They're moving the exterior fans, so fans can keep running 24/7 and I don't have to worry about it. In case of a hurricane or a power failure, I can use my generator during the day and at night, not to hassle with the sound or anything like that, or worrying damn, the stuff could catch fire. I can simply connect bedroom fans to, you guessed it, battery banks that have been charged up with solar power. Purchased myself a brand new tractor 3 months ago. My old one just busted. Put it into the trash. it's not worthy of spending the money to repair a tractor that's been in use for 10 years. So I simply retrieved all the stuff that I said, well, I could use this for this item or this for something else. And the rest of it, I simply just put it out into the trash. No good, that's trash. So I don't know, any followers that might listen to this on later on down the road. As I said, it is October 15th. Health-wise, I'm doing well. I did a post-transplant checkup not too long ago. My blood work came out, you can say good. It could have been better, but I'm not gonna complain about it because I am working hard out the property. Mowing, tilling. I got myself, I also got this. This one is cool. The fire torch, the weed dragon torch flame. So I have 2,000 Fahrenheit at the grasp on my hand, so I can literally turn that torch on from very low up to 2,000, that's Fahrenheit, 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. So I can use it out to clean out many things or just simply give a little pass over some weeds and damage their leaves so the nutrients from the sun won't be able to get to them and eventually they will die. So that's been a lot of fun. Have it connected to a 20-gallon propane tank, which is on a little dolly cart, so I can just pull the cart and with one hand and have the flame torch in the other one. What else have I purchased? Well, I purchased new lawnmower, I purchased a new tiller, I have the new phone, everything is working nice. Like I said, new stove, also an additional stove, so. I mentioned the worm composting. Other than that, for me, life is perfect. And for those that are out there complaining and bitching about life every single day, I don't know how you do it. I literally don't know. Have been through different social medias. Yes, searching and searching. And we have the immigrants or foreigners living on the God bless America, on U.S. land, on U.S. property. And they bitch and complain that their country is better than the U.S. Because in my country, we do that and we do this. Allah here, Allah there. So Allah, my ass, go back. Let's nuke you. Why do you come to America if all you're going to do is bitch, cry, and complain because your country is much better? Or if you're in that other country, bitch and complain about the U.S. Sorry, dude. Sorry, ma'am. I don't give a crap about your country. I worry about USA. Like I like to say, I pledged allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. God bless America. Elections 2016 is up for, I don't know. It's going to be a big mess. It's like, let's vote for the least of the two evils. I don't see anybody up there that I would say, we are going to win, we are going to succeed, everything should run better than now. Because, well, the black community still keeps hating the white. Actually, the blacks still keep hating the blacks. You don't need to put the white in that equation because the black community has their own issues because they still believe that discrimination is how they eat, sleep, and dream. So, you have a black president, and he also has screwed up the United States of America. He promised a lot. Mr. President Obama did promise a lot and did not accomplish anything. We're still in debt, still send the military off to war over there in the Middle East when the Middle East will nuke themselves. Ahmed, the dead terrorist, I'll kill you. They wake up every morning. Husband tells the wife, make me breakfast, I'll kill you. And to their son, I killed you. And they send them off to school, which is how to put on a vest full of bombs and how to pull the string. Yeah, that's how they live. And then they say that America, the USA, is an evil place. Yeah, it's evil. We have Burger Kings and McDonald's in every corner. We have Home Depots everywhere. We have handouts. All they have to do is come to America, to the United States of America, pledge allegiance to the flags and say, I'm unemployed. I don't feel like working. And the government gives you a home, food stamps, health insurance. Why? Why do we keep doing it? We can't feed our own, and we keep giving handouts. God bless America. So folks, my name is Rick, transmitting from the gorgeous island of Puerto Rico. For today, it's Saturday, October 15th, and it's around 12 noon. Temperature, 87 Fahrenheit. Breeze, not too much. I would tell you it's like a 6 mile per hour. Humidity around the 60%. I did all of what I was going to do this morning. Took off my dirty clothing, put it into the washer machine, put a bathing suit on, grabbed the hose, shampoo and soap, some rubber Crocs, and I took a shower outdoors. Living the island style. That's how you do it. So folks, see you later. Tres, dos, uno. I was surprised I even did this. Bye-bye.